For over a century, this ranch near Arizona's border with Mexico has raised thousands of head of cattle, herded by generations of desert cowboys. Today, the ranch is raising more than cattle, though. The unique story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ron Searle is managing partner of a working ranch with a unique mission.
Instead of just raising horses and cattle, we're really raising boys.
This ranch does help raise boys, but it is still a working ranch with a long history.
This ranch is one of the oldest ranches in Arizona. We're in southern Arizona, about 18 miles north of the Mexican border. This ranch was established in 1878. Right now we lease 23,000 acres, run 350 head of cattle. We've got about 70 horses on the ranch.
Aravaca is still a working ranch, but it is also a boys' ranch with a mission of helping troubled teens.
The boys are from all over the country. In fact, we've even had a boy from Belgium who's gone through our program. These are boys that are starting to make bad decisions, and we're an intervention program. The idea is we want to catch them before they get into the legal system and have gone down the road too far to really come back.
The boys' families often have exhausted their ability to turn them around. Parents of teenage boys may choose to enroll their sons in the program.
We always encourage the parents to tell the truth and let them know what's happening, but sometimes parents feel like they just can't, or their son may run away or do something, and so oftentimes they come not knowing that this is their destination or where they're going to stay.
Boys react to their surprise enrollment in a variety of ways.
Occasionally, especially in that first day or two, they'll say, I'm not staying, and they'll start walking down the road. And our philosophy is here's, we don't have fences, we're not fencing them in, we say, okay, and we go with them. And so a staff member walks with them. The record's 14 miles.
The program turns boys' lives around by learning the life of a rancher. More next time as we travel the countryside in Aravaca, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.